Welcome back to Pace Immigration, paceimmigration.com. Talking today, Canadian immigration with Andy Semichuk. Andy, how's it going?
Fantastic. I hope everything is well with you as well.
Everything is fine. We've got four ways Canada hopes to lure international tech talent. In the past year or more, there's been a lot of news about tech layoffs down in the United States. Canada sees an advantage here and has decided to announce some new measures that might attract tech talent from not only around the world, but in one case, specifically from south of the border, including those H-1B visa holders. Andy, go into this a bit.
Okay, if you're an H-1B visa holder in the United States, it may be that due to the nature of the program, you may be a little unsure of how things are going to work out. It's taking a long time to get to a green card, if you can get to one. And the program requires you to be very careful about renewing your visa, etc. And so Canada, seeing the sort of unpredictability and the uncertainty involved over there, decided, well, we'll make a program available for these people in Canada if they would be interested in coming to Canada. And so they've created this idea that they're going to offer H-1B visa holders in the United States an open work permit to come to Canada, a three-year open work permit. So you don't need a job offer. All you need to do is apply as an H-1B visa holder for this open work permit, and you and your family, including your wife that will get a work permit if you're married to a woman, or husband in the other case, and the children, they'll all get permits to come to Canada. The spouse will get a work permit and the children will be able to go to school.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal. I mean, open work permit is a powerful thing.
Indeed, it is. And because they're IT workers, there's a very good chance that they're going to be able to get jobs. There's fantastic markets for IT workers in the Toronto, Kitchener, Waterloo corridor, in the Montreal area, for example, in British Columbia and Vancouver. So there's not much downside to this thing. You're going to find a job in your calling, in your area of calling, and you'll be able to work for a period of 3 years and then decide whether you want to stay in Canada or go back to the U.S.
Excellent. Okay, number two, the innovation stream under the International Mobility Program. That's a lot of words there. What is the innovation stream, and how is it going to help workers?
Well, the key to this thing, which is going to come at the end of this year, so we don't have all the details just yet.
Okay.
But the magic key from my point of view is they're going to allow employers to hire foreign workers without having to go through the labor market impact assessment process. The LMIA, labor market impact assessment process, is agony in reality from my point of view. It's a lot of work. It's having to show that there are no workers ready, willing, and able in Canada to take the job that is going to be offered to the foreign worker. And it takes time, effort, money, and not every employer is prepared to go through that, that walk for the sake of hiring a foreign worker. But now, under this thing, because the government recognizes that these people, this category of immigrant is very important to the economy, they're going to open the door so that they'll be able to bring in these people without having to show that there's been this whole process of trying to recruit someone, because it's obvious that these people are lacking in the economy because of their high skills, and therefore make it easy for them to come to Canada.
Yeah, I believe I've heard you use the words bane of my existence.
Yes.
When it comes to the labor market impact assessment.
That's exactly what it is for me, unfortunately.
Number three, promote Canada as a destination for digital nomads. This has been in the news a lot, especially coming after or even during COVID. Digital nomads, basically you have your laptop, will travel. You can work from any coffee shop or any condo around the world. And a lot of countries have gotten into this where you can come and live there, spend your money there, pay some taxes there, etc. And you can work there as long as you're working on your own from said laptop. Looks like Canada wants to get into this game.
I like the catchy phrase you use. Have laptop will travel. That's just exactly what it is. And in this case, Canada's looking to give a six-month opportunity to such digital nomads to be able to come work in Canada and not have any trouble with respect to entering the job market here, because otherwise visitors have this challenge, or at least the government poses this challenge to visitors, which right. is you can't compete with Canadian workers while you're in Canada if you're only a visitor here. But through this status, this new type of, visa or work permit, these people will be able to work in Canada on their computers, making money, paying taxes to Canada, of course, if they make money. But they're free to sit around and work here or move on if they feel that they need to move on.
Right. A key thing that the immigration minister mentioned as well, we've got at the bottom here, is they're looking at it as perhaps a path to temporary and permanent residency.
Yes. Now, again, this is not quite clear at the moment. Hasn't been perfectly defined.
Right.
But it's lucky that they're saying that, because it tells us that there's an opening here for someone who wants to come as a digital nomad, so they can transition from nomad to worker in Canada to permanent resident in Canada. And that's the idea about immigration. If you're coming first just to work, hopefully you find a door that makes it possible for you to stay.
Excellent. Okay, moving on to number four, strengthen existing programs for high-skilled tech workers. We have two here. We've got the Global Talent Stream, and we've got the Startup Visa. Give me some information about the Global Talent Stream.
Okay, well, basically, this again is these high-skilled tech workers, and they're defined. There's a definite, you know, it's all about computers, internet, etc., people working on software, hardware, whatever, but in the computer sector primarily. They're so-called global talent, and they want to be, the government wants to attract these people to come into Canada to work. These are people who are making $80,000 and more per year working in their field of expertise. And the idea here is they're going to get a work permit, but based on a two-week labor market impact assessment. Now, that's like...
That's light speed, compared to what you've been going through.
Yeah. Right. This is not the bane of my existence. This is what I consider to be a more reasonable program. And it makes it possible for these people to come in, join our market, the Canadian market for these high-skilled tech workers, and relieve the pressure on the employers who need these people to come in, help them develop their business and run their business, but are having trouble finding these key individuals. And through this program, they're able to do so. Now, there's a little part of the program where you have to show as an employer that you're going to establish a training program for local workers as part of this LMIA business. But you have to basically outline a training program that you're going to include with getting permission for these people to come into Canada. It's very popular. A lot of people are coming in under that program.
The Startup Visa program, we've talked about this a bunch of times, but we have here that they basically changed the way it works in one simple way, which is now you can get more time to work outside of just your own solo project. Talk about that.
Well, three-year open work permit. So these people are coming to Canada. They're entrepreneurs. They got some great idea. And the program says, all right, we'll match you up with either an angel investor or incubator type situation. Usually they go into the incubators, which are groups that help develop this idea into a business, a business plan, and introduce these new people to Canada, like accountants, real estate agents, lawyers, or whatever, financing banks, etc., and get them kind of established and give them a bit of training. And in doing that, these incubators, for the most part, write a letter saying, yes, this individual is deserving of being granted permanent resident status in Canada based on this idea that he's going to implement. And it's tied to the idea, and they have to incorporate a company and start work. But part of the process is now they'll get a three-year work permit, open work permit, so they can work on their project, but also, if need be, they can work beyond, outside of their project, while the project is going through approvals and while their case is being approved by the government. So it's really good. And of course, their spouses will also get work permits and their children will be able to go to school. So it's
a win. Yeah, I mean, it's really good, because that has been a question of what do I do while I'm trying to get this thing established? I mean, at least now the person and their spouse can have some money coming in.
Yes.
And have something else that'll keep them going while they're getting things off the ground. So that's really right. Good news. Three, open work permit. Canada's throwing that around, this open work permit.
It's good. It's good.
It's going to be a big draw.
Now, let me just say in conclusion, okay, Canada's good, but America's good also. And a lot of people don't want to abandon their American dream or, you know, where they are in America. They may want to just come to Canada for a while their American applications are being processed, and may return to the United States because they love the climate and the business orientation and, you know, the financing available there, et cetera. Okay, you know, to each his own, but these are programs that they could consider, and they may want to decide to move to Canada and settle permanently, or, you know, keep on the American track. It's up to them.
Yeah, I think you have a really good comment on that in your Forbes article. I recommend people visit Forbes.com, just search Andy Semichuk Forbes, and read the article. You have a good conclusion there on just because Canada's decided to compete to get some high-tech workers doesn't necessarily mean that the U.S. is going to lag behind and not be a good option either. So people should take a look at that. Right. Andy, I really appreciate you coming by and talking about this. We'll talk to you soon. That's asemichuk@pacelawfirm.com. Bye, Andy.
Bye, Sean. Thanks for everything.